I believe our witness has to be in life, word, and deed. There's been a real division in the early part of this century between word and deed, and I think that's tragic. In the life of Jesus, his words explained his deeds, and his deeds authenticated his words. He proclaimed good news, and his deeds said, yeah, it made it. And I think if I can just, this is an example I heard from somebody, can't remember who it was, but if I can, it's kind of like, you know, if I say, I have a genie in my watch. I invited a genie into my watch. Would you like to invite this genie into your watch? He's my personal genie. Well, how do you know he's alive? Well, I've talked to him. Well, how do you know he's in there? Well, I've talked to him. Does it make your watch any different? No. But there's a genie in here. Well, if it does make your watch any different, why would I want your genie in my watch? And our evangelism kind of sounds like that sometimes. Would you like to have this personal Savior? Well, what difference does he make in your life? Well, none really. But I talked to him this morning. And I think that if we say good news, the kingdom of God has come. That is good news. There's a power that's broken into history that's transforming the lives of people. If we say that, then people have the right to say, where is that happening? Nietzsche said something to the effect that if I'm to be a follower of Jesus, his disciples are going to have to look more redeemed. So our witness in our lives and our deeds must authenticate our words. So I'll brief answer and stop there, that our words are only validated as our lives and our deeds say and speak good news. But we better speak it.